This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Terrasonic.
This program is brought to you by listener members of KGNU and Ecoscape Environmental Design. Ecoscape is a locally owned, certified, sustainable landscape company offering landscape design, build, and maintenance services to Boulder County. Ecoscape creates outdoor living spaces and dynamic xeriscape gardens. EcoscapeDesign.com. Ecoscape, caring for your land naturally.
Support comes from the Downtown Boulder Partnership, presenting the Pearl Street Arts Fest on the Pearl Street Mall, Saturday, July 20th and Sunday, July 21st, with artist preview on 14th Street on Friday, July 19th. The Pearl Street Arts Fest offers activities for the whole family. More information at pearlstreetartsfest.com.
Welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around on this Saturday following the Summer of Love Fun Drive. Thanks to everyone who called in or dialed in over the web and showed their support and love for KGNU during Terrasonic or whenever you did it. It really means a lot. Thank you. It's why we're here. So I know you heard a lot of talk in the last week about donation and how great KGNU is, and we all know that. So let's just indulge ourselves with that and focus on the music today here on Terrasonic on listener-powered KGNU.
Macadam, si ou mande mwen an Kalalou, si ou mande mwen an Colombo, si ou mande mwen an Black Poisson, si ou mande mwen an Matete, si ou mande mwen an Koubouyon,
oh, mon nina tout nasu. Oh l'angaza ma yemo le me la fait rayonner.
Ici la réunion, nina tout nation. L'angaza ma yemo la fait rayonner.
Ici la réunion, t'es maman nina tout nasu.
Sonic on KGNU. My name is Joel Davis. Thanks for joining me on today's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music. Again, thanks to everyone who pitched in during our Summer of Love fun drive. Just want to say thanks. In that first set of music, we began with Simone Girard and a track called Macadam from Guts Presents Straight from the Decks. Guts, DJ out of Ibiza, and put out a record of some of his favorite tracks. Then the Sheltan Brothers from Digital Kabar, Electronic Maloya from La Reunion, Reunion Island, a track called Guardian Volcan, and then from the Democratic Republic of Congo, it was Cococo from their latest Fongola, and a track called Identité. Been really digging that record. It's pretty wild, and there's some great stuff going on in there, and I hope you've been enjoying hearing it on the show here over most of these last weeks, and probably some still to come. In the background right now, it's DJ Click and the Galata Music Project. They're from Turkey, and this is a song called Levent, the Sabah Mix. Like I said, so much talk in the last week, so it's just music today here on TerraSonic on KGNU. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Terrasonic on KGNU. About halfway through this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis. Thanks for joining me today. Hope you're having a good afternoon or whenever it is you're tuning in, whether it's right now or right now. That last kind of crazy track was from Flash Amazonas. And an album called Binary Birds and Other Rubbish Surreal Things on the Incorrecto label from Bogota to Bogota. Flash Amazonas, though, appears to be from Spain, Madrid. And I don't know much more about him, but I'll be looking for some more information because that was kind of cool. And that track was called Agua. Before that, Cessa, artist working out of Sao Paulo. His new one is called Grandeza. I believe it's his debut, actually. And from that, we heard Toda Instancia do Placer, Every Instinct of Pleasure. I can get behind that. And right before that, starting it off, going back a ways to 2000, in fact, to New Deal. We heard the title track from that. That's from Smadj, Jean-Pierre Smadja, a Tunisian oud player. Right now in the background, Gamelan master Ujang Suryana. This track, Ditampik, remixed by Tiki Masala on the Deep Bali Records label. Still, a lot of music to get to in the show today. Let's just get back to it. On Terrasonic on KGNU.
Bye. ਤੁਰ ਗਿਆ ਵਿੱਚ ਪਰਦੇਸਾਂ ਮਾਹੀ ਦਰਦ ਵਿਛੋੜੇ ਵਾਲਾ ਦਿਲ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੈ ਗਿਆ ਨਾ ਜਦੋਂ ਸਮਾਇਆ ਹੰਝੂਆਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਖਤ ਇੱਕ ਲਿਖ ਕੇ ਉਹਨੇ ਵੱਲ ਸੱਜਣਾ ਦੇ
Whenever you're ready. I'm ready. You ready? I'm ready. That's Who Vibrational in the background right now. Locomotion, the track from beautiful Boongi Music 2. Before that, Stefan Salerno, artist based in Marseille, France. He's got a new one out called the Boudir Bala EP. And we heard the Kaub remix of Boudir Bala, obviously a Moroccan collaboration there. That's Stefan Salerno's MO. He teams up with artists around the world and kind of rubs shoulders with them and sees what they can make from it. And that one worked out pretty well, I thought. Almost didn't come back from that. Before that, Bali Jagpal and a track from Desi Nation. That's a compilation that came out a while ago. And that's what we listen to. still got a little bit of time left in the show. Uket coming up with Reggae Bloodlines, following headlines from the BBC at the top of the hour. We'll come back and talk about that in a bit. Let's just get back to this groove here on Terrasonic. On KGNU, listener-supported community radio.
faccio frio.
Getting to the end of Terrasonic here on listener-supported KGNU, coming in for a landing on this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music. We just heard the lovely voices of Las Rubias del Norte from an album called Ziwala that came out almost 10 years ago, hard to believe, and a track called Sola, beautiful record. Before that, Sonny Okusun's and Paperback Unlimited from a compilation called The World Ends, Afro Rock and Psychedelia in 1970s Nigeria. I think that's on Soundway, not positive though. A song called Ohomi and Who Vibrational before that with Locomotion. As I mentioned earlier, Uket's coming up next with Reggae Bloodlines, 3 hours of the best in reggae music, following headlines from the BBC at 1 o'clock. And then 2 hours of the best in African music on African Roots. Joe de Cordoba in this afternoon, your guide on that show. Full hour of news from the BBC at 6, and then Sound Lab kicks off KGNU's Saturday evening music programming. Bob Cosmo at the helm this evening. Keep it tuned to KGNU for all of your music and information needs. You'll find a podcast for today's show, or you can stream it. You can check the playlist at afterfm.com/Terrasonic. AfterFM is KGNU's 24/7 streaming music channel with archive programs, interviews, and studio performances, and much more, all at afterfm.com. There's also an archive at mixcloud.com/Terrasonic, and you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Terrasonic Radio. Thanks again for listening. My name is Joel Davis. This has been Terrasonic on listener-supported KGNU. Support for today's show comes from Swallow Hill Music, presenting Rodrigo y Gabriela at Denver Botanic Gardens, Chatfield Farms on July 28th, and Gonzalo Bergara in Tuft Theater on August 3rd. Details at swallowhillmusic.org. Thanks again for listening. Keep it tuned to KGNU. We'll see you next time here on Terrasonic.
British Airways has suspended all flights to Cairo for 7 days. In a statement, the airline said it was taking the measure as a precaution to allow for an assessment of security there. The BBC's Pierre-Antoine Denis is in Cairo.
The message we received, I quote, say, "The safety and security of our customers and crew is always our priority, and we will never operate an aircraft unless it was safe to do so." So we don't know yet when we will be able to fly back. We have been able to contact British Airways. They have been able to redirect some of us in several flights. But for the time being, as I said, we don't have any specific reasons on why all of a sudden the British Airways flights, and only the British Airways flights, are not flying from Cairo from tomorrow onwards.
The British Foreign Secretary, Jeremy Hunt, says Britain is seeking a way to de-escalate the situation with Iran, but will do what it takes to ensure the safety of all shipping in the Gulf. Mr. Hunt said it was clear from talking to his Iranian counterpart that Tehran sees its capture of the British-flagged Stena Impero as tit-for-tat for Britain's involvement in the seizure of a tanker carrying Iranian oil earlier this month. Mr. Hunt said nothing could be further from the truth. He explained Britain's position.
We will take further measures and announce those measures going forward on Monday. Our priority continues to be to find a way to de-escalate the situation. That's why I reached out to the Iranian foreign minister. But we need to see a due process happening in Iran as well.
Iran has released dramatic footage showing its Revolutionary Guard seizing the Stena Impero on Friday. Germany, France and the European Union have also called for the immediate release of the vessel. Thousands of protesters have rallied in central Moscow demanding free and fair local elections. They carried anti-Putin placards and threatened an even bigger protest next week unless their demands were met. More details from Sasha Schlichter.
Russia's opposition leader Alexei Navalny tweeted it was the biggest protest he'd attended since 2012, when tens of thousands protested at what they saw as fraudulent parliamentary polls. Saturday's rally attracted more than 22,000 protesters, according to independent monitors. They're incensed by the authorities' refusal to put popular opposition candidates on the ballot, resorting to a technicality. "This is my city," chanted the crowd. "We will show them this is a dangerous game," Alexei Navalny bellowed from a stage. "We should fight for our candidates." And he threatened an even bigger rally next week outside the mayor's office, unless the popular politicians are allowed to stand for the Moscow Assembly election.
You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. Police in central India have raided three factories allegedly producing adulterated milk, arresting more than 60 people. Officials in Madhya Pradesh said the factories were making highly toxic synthetic milk to be sold in six northern states. The Japanese authorities have issued an arrest warrant for the man suspected of an arson attack on an animation studio that killed 34 people. This report from Catherine Davies.
The suspect, Shinji Aoba, remains in critical condition in hospital, with burns over most of his body. Reports say police plan to arrest him once he recovers. Meanwhile, more details of Mr. Aoba's life have been emerging. He's said to have lived alone in a city hundreds of kilometres from Kyoto. Neighbours describe him as a reclusive man who played noisy video games for hours. As police detained him after the fire, he allegedly accused the animation studio of plagiarising his novel.
On the